This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, helping you farmers and ranchers with lubrication domination. They held the latest Farm Aid concert over the weekend, and I saw many similarities with the very first one. I went to it 33 years ago. I'll talk about it after this. I love going to auctions. Come the beginning of November, I'll be at another one of those Mecum auctions, looking at those restored tractors. Well, mostly restored tractors, and occasionally you'll see one that isn't restored, and you realize how good a care it's had through the years. And farmers who really care for their equipment trust their equipment to the dominating performance and protection of Mystic lubricants, like Mystic's JT5 Universal Transhydraulic Fluid, specially formulated to provide dependable gear wear protection, brake chatter control, and oxidation resistance. So whether your ag equipment is 3 days new or 3 decades old, you can keep it working harder for longer. That's lubrication domination. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to mysticlubes.com. It's spelled M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. They held the Farm Aid concert over the weekend every September. They move it around the country. They hold it in rural areas occasionally, not often. And sometimes they hold it in places where you wouldn't expect to find Farm Aid being held. It was in Connecticut this weekend. It's always pretty doggone good entertainment. I've observed that from day one, when the concert, the very first one, was held amid the agriculture crisis of the 80s. Back in 1985, it was held on the campus of the University of Illinois. I've attended several of the Farm Aid concerts through the years. As I said, it's good musical entertainment. Where they've gotten a little far afield over the years is that those entertainers sometimes get into the political realm or espouse certain agriculture economic views. They are not political experts, and they certainly are not experts in the agriculture economy. If they would just stick to the music, it would be a great concert. There is something, though, that I have found on the Farm Aid website that I do want to share with you. And it struck me over the weekend. I was listening to a little bit of the radio broadcast, and they talked about help for farmers who need help. Farm Aid says they have a legal action group that can come to the rescue. They say they help the AgriBility Project. I am a firm supporter of AgriBility, helping farmers modify their farms to their needs. If they have some disability, there's a Farmer Veteran Coalition they say they support, and Mental Health and Family Services. Farm Aid points out that hard times can bring an inordinate amount of stress to a farm family. Farm Aid works with organizations, they say, around the country, staffed with counselors and hotline operators that can help in a time of need. Their telephone number is 1-800-FARM-AID. They say if you call it, they'll do their best to direct you to someone who can help. I'll be back after this.